Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Lori Williams is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Lori has many years of experience helping companies like yours and mine with strategic planning, marketing, acquiring the capital that they need, operating their businesses more efficiently and effectively. She's a speaker, a trainer. She's a business owner just like you and me. Her company is called LW & Associates, and she's got her brand is called Business Simply Put, and that means that she's in the business of helping people like you and me keep it simple. I guess you could say she's a KISS expert. Let me see what she thinks about that. Lori Williams, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good morning, and thank you. A KISS expert. That's a new title. I think I'll keep that one.
How about
that?
The KISS. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm here for, Lori. That's my job. So I'm thinking about all the things you do, all the things you focus on, to help people keep things simple. So that's the KISS method, right? Keep it simple, stupid.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Or how about this? How about this? Keep it simple, sweetie. How about that?
Yeah, I think at the next presentation, I probably won't stand up and announce myself as the KISS expert, though.
I think you should. I think you should. I think that would endear you to people.
Well, it definitely would help the brand. People, what does that mean exactly?
No question about it. So what do we need to do? Talk to us about keeping things simple.
Well, I believe that the true sign of brilliance is being able to communicate and explain something that's complicated in simple terms so everybody can get it. I work a lot with companies that are small or mid-sized companies, and typically you have an engineer or a salesperson running the company. They may not have expertise in finance, or you may have a finance person without expertise in sales. So you have somebody that doesn't have that discipline or background, but crucially needs that information. So Business Simply Put was about offering information about a discipline that you don't have in a way that you can understand it and apply it immediately. And that was the concept behind it. And it really came about because my first decade of my career I spent in marketing and strategy. And then I made an interesting turn where when I moved to California, I decided to become a commercial lender, a banker, for a brief period of time. It was really to understand finance on a greater level than I did. Well, here I am, Jim, really quite a child prodigy, doing well in my business. I get into the banking system, go through their lending, and I feel stupid. I can't understand anything they're talking about. I had this joke with my friend. I was like, okay, is this an elephant today or a giraffe? Because they use the same words and they mean different things, or they mean the same thing. And I got done with the training, and I thought, this is ridiculous. This is not that complicated. Are they trying to have it so I'm outside the group, or what's going on here? And that became my passion for my class, how to read financial statements, because I wanted everybody, especially business owners, to know how to read financial statements.
That's one of the biggest challenges that and I'm so glad you're doing that, Lori, because this is something I've tried to do on my show before. It's not easy to do it on the radio. It takes a lot of courage to do it on the radio. But small business owners could understand first that they don't have to be accountants to use their financial statements to help them manage their business.
Absolutely. I mean, I teach this class continuously. In fact, I'm going to experiment with a webinar coming up so I can have the class nationally. And as you expressed, it's a little bit different. So I'm going to experiment trying to teach it with a webinar. But I'm extremely passionate about getting this information out. But yesterday in my class, I told people, we're not going to talk about debits and credits. You do not have to know the accounting in order to read the financial statement.
That's exactly right. I like one of the things that I like about your simple way of approaching things. I love the example of Occam's razor. You've heard the term Occam's razor. William Occam was a friar back 1,000 years or so ago, and a philosopher in England, and his statement was something like this: the simplest solution is usually the best.
Yes.
And they call that Occam's razor. And so that's what you, that's basically what you built your career around.
I did. In fact, there is a quote from a philosopher, and I cannot give them credit because I don't recall. I remember hearing this 15 years ago, and it's just stuck with me, that progress is man's way to complicate simplicity. And, you know, whoever's listening, they can tell me who said that so I can give the proper credit. But it's so true. And, you know, when I see this in strategy all the time because I work a lot with strategy. They have these complicated strategic moves that only the CEO understands. Well, you know what happens when only the CEO understands the strategy? It doesn't get executed upon. I do believe the simplest strategies do work. I mean, I'm not saying that business is simple. It is complicated. But when you break it down to the smaller elements and then execute on those elements, they have to be able to be understood and articulated to the mass market internally in your company as well as externally.
Well, and for small businesses, you know, we try not to complicate things too much, but sometimes we do for our own employees. You know, I love the story about Napoleon. They said Napoleon would have his generals, when they brought him a battle plan, he had to explain his battle plan to the dumbest private in the army, and if he understood it, Napoleon would approve it. But if he couldn't understand it, he wouldn't approve it.
I love that story. In fact, on my website, Business Simply Put, there's summaries that I'm now allowing other contributors to write. And how I'm going to be approving those for release is I'm having it being proofread by someone who does not know the subject matter at all. And that's I decided, how can I make sure everybody follows my Simply Put format?
Right.
And I said, it's ideal. Whoever does not know that subject matter, that's the person who proofreads it. I also talk a lot about, with my clients, about how important it is to communicate your ideas internally. I've been working with one of the staff members in one of my clients, having them execute their idea and having to explain it to their fellow peers as if they didn't understand the basis of the business. And I think that's a very good tool to learn, because you never know who tomorrow you might have to explain something to. It could be your banker, and why you don't want the line pulled.
The only thing worse than not getting your message across to your employees is if your message is not simple enough for your customers.
Absolutely.
So you got to make sure that when you communicate with those guys, that they're not wrinkling their, furrowing their brows and wrinkling up their face, wondering what the heck you're talking about. Stay with us, folks. We're going to be right back with Lori Williams after these messages. More simplicity, more KISS after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time
you walk in with another man today, with a summer baby walking in.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you, had you in mind. If you got 5 seconds, we got something you can read. If you got 1 minute, we got something you can read or listen to. You got 3 minutes, we got something you can read. 15 minutes, we got something, whatever you need. Anywhere in between, everything under the small business sun is there in either reading or listening to fashion. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. My blog is there. My knowledge base is there. Lori Williams is there already. She's a new friend, new member of our Brain Trust. She's already on the website, and we're going to be adding more of her knowledge to our catalog of experts as she continues to be a Brain Trust member. Lori, tell us your website, please.
My website is businesssimplyput.com.
All right. And what will we find when we get there?
When you go on Business Simply Put, there's two different elements to it. First, for free references and knowledge, there's Ask an Expert. In that section, you can ask a question, and I have experts that answer. Another area, which, Jim, you'll like, it's called the News Explained. I started this section because I was listening during the first issues with the credit debacle, and everybody was asking me, what's a credit default swap? What's this?
Yeah.
What's that? So the News Explained, you're watching the news, you can't figure out what something means, you need to know. It's important to you because this is our economy. So you go on the website and you say, what is this? And that it gets answered for you. So those are the new two free resources. Now, on Business Simply Put, you can do a couple things. You can sign up to take a webinar. On-site classes are in L.A., and you can also download summaries. They're PDF format.
Are these all free things?
No, the summaries are a charge, but they're very low price. For example, Strategic Planning Made Simple is $10.99.
All right.
How to Read Financial Statements, a 45-page reference manual, $19.99. My reasoning for Business Simply Put was that after being a consultant for 20 years with LW & Associates, I realized that I had to find a format to disseminate my information in a price that anybody could afford.
Right, right.
I first started as a consultant at 27, and I was very affordable to everybody, and then, college degrees, et cetera, I wasn't. And I wanted to communicate with the entrepreneur and the small business that really was the backbone of my business when I first started.
Lori, before we run out of time, I want you to tell us some more about some of the ways that our audience can simplify their approach to, and one of the things I've been trying to make sure that we do this year is if we thrive, if we grow our businesses, that's great. But the main thing I want to do is make sure that we survive 2009. What do you think about that attitude?
I agree, and I think I have, a certain checklist that people can begin to do within their company, independent of any size. First and foremost, Jim, you have to understand your financial position in the company. This goes back to what we were talking about, how to read financial statements.
Right.
You need to make sure you understand where your revenue is coming from and which clients are profitable. A lot of times during tough economic turmoil, companies will start working with clients at a discount. Now, your business model may not really allow that discount. You feel your staff is working, but at the end of the day, you're not profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a lot of very, very busy companies end up in bankruptcy. So the first thing I urge the listeners is to understand what jobs, what clients are profitable, how they're paying their overhead, and make good financial decisions. Another one is to diversify into the market. You can use marketing words and bundle and debundle your products or services, create buffet-type style, and you can change your business overnight without any retooling, just by looking at how else can the product be used or marketed, who can you do some kind of arrangement or a strategic partnership with. So in this, I'm saying focus on the marketplace and the product and service.
That's what I've said in the past, Lori. That what you just said is a more descriptive way of me saying it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a third that I'm really emphasizing to small and medium-sized companies, use strategic partnerships. Jim, when you listen to the news at night, you hear, IBM partnered with, Nokia partnered with, and we think about that, and it's common in our ears, and we don't really analyze what it means. Small businesses can partner and form strategic alliances with other small companies. They can share marketing expense. They can share, client knowledge. They can share processes or people. There's so many things that a small company can share with another small company that benefits each, and it doesn't cost money if you share ad space. And so I'm really emphasizing the importance of creating these type of relationships, especially now. And small and medium-sized companies tend to be very myopic. They focus on their own world, and they don't expand out into others. So walk out tomorrow, look around you, and say, who is it that has some kind of alignment? And then make sure you don't need these legal contracts that kill you financially, but have a contract in place that says, what do I expect, how are we going to do it, and what's the exit strategy? Otherwise, you get into trouble.
Another thing is become a partner with your customers.
Absolutely.
Make them believe that you're an integrated partner with them. That's how you keep them getting fired is to become a partner.
And when you become a partner and you sit down and you speak with your customers, you find out issues or needs that they have that you can create new products around. I had a client that their main business was to get in front of clients and find out what was wrong, and then they created products according to that.
as they were demanded. Hey, Laurie, thanks for being here. SimplyPut.com, is that right?
No, Business Simply Put.
BusinessSimplyPut.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Laurie, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Laurie Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blatson here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.